with SR News. I'm Keith Peters in Washington. The power outages and electricity problems continue in Cuba.
Cuba is going through its third island-wide blackout in 4 months. In Cuba, electricity is slowly being restored to hospitals and some homes. But officials warn the crumbling power network could fail again. In Havana, Dalba Obedo said, "The power outages are driving me crazy. Last night, I fell down a 27-step staircase. Now I have to have surgery on my jaw. I fell because the lights went out." After the U.S. ouster of Venezuela's leader, vital oil exports to Cuba have stopped. Ed Donahue, Washington.
The EU is moving ahead with an initiative to fix up a key oil pipeline in Eastern Europe.
EU officials say they've offered money and technical help to Ukraine to fix a key oil pipeline in Central Europe, which supplies both Hungary and Slovakia with Russian oil. The officials hope that they'll persuade Hungary to drop its veto on major aid to Ukraine. European Commission spokeswoman Paula Pinho says an expert is available to go to Ukraine now.
Things are happening as we speak, indeed, to make sure that we can, that all the necessary work is done in terms of reparation, in terms of restoration of the pipeline, so that oil supplies are eventually resumed.
I'm Charles Dillatesma.
Israel killed two senior Iranian security officials in a major blow to the country's leadership. Iran, which confirmed both killings, renewed its attacks Wednesday on its Gulf neighbors and Israel. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 46 points, the Nasdaq rose 105, with the S&P 500 advancing by 16. This is SRN News. British lawmakers take on pornography.
The House of Lords has passed a series of amendments to its online porn law that ban images of children or of violent behavior. All these things are banned in laws governing physical pornography, but online platforms were not covered. The United Kingdom has been moving to curtail smut on the Internet in recent years, passing statutes that many evangelical leaders and decency advocates here in the U.S. wish that Congress would copy. Michael Harrington reporting.
Attacks on synagogues all around Europe and North America have Jewish people on edge. Carrie Sleeper of the Secure Community Network, a Jewish security organization, tells the Jewish Telegraphic Agency, "We are in the midst of the most elevated and complex threat environment the Jewish community and this country has seen in modern history." Anti-Semitism was already surging in the wake of the 2023 Hamas attack on Israel. This is SRN News. Oil prices are higher, but so are stocks.
Stocks ticked higher on Wall Street, even after oil prices rose again because of the war in Iran. The S&P 500 rose 0.2% Tuesday. The Dow Jones Industrial Average edged up 46 points. That's about 0.1%. The Nasdaq Composite rose 0.5%. Airline stocks climbed after Delta and other carriers raised their forecasts for upcoming revenue. Delta jumped 6.6%. The price of West Texas Intermediate crude rose almost 3% to $95 a barrel. Seth Sutel, New York.
President Trump says he plans to endorse a candidate in the Texas Republican Senate runoff to end the painful primary. But the Tuesday deadline passed for the candidates to withdraw from the ballot. Neither Senator John Cornyn nor State Attorney General Ken Paxton bowed out of the runoff. More details at srnnews.com.